Hello, Room in the Trees podcast listeners. It is Saturday, November 12th, 2016, and we are wrapping up election week in the U.S. It has been a rough week. I also had to move out of my studio this week, so my time was especially limited. We did attempt to record an episode for you, but it was rushed, and neither of us felt it was right for an episode of this podcast. We wanted to get something posted for you, though, so Sabrina recorded some of her favorite writing by John O'Donohue. It is a wonderful piece that I think will breathe some hope into your week and lift your spirit. We will be back next week with a full episode. For now,
I think we've talked a lot about, you know, the trusting kind of the unfolding in our lives and the concern of what's going to happen next. And this was a piece written by John O'Donohue. The question holds the lantern, and I thought I would try to read it. It's a typed page, so sit back for a second. Humans have an uncanny ability to domesticate everything they touch. Eventually, even the strangest things become absorbed into the routine of the daily mind with its steady geographies and endurance, anxiety and contentment. Only seldom does the haze lift and we glimpse for a second the amazing plentitude of being here. Sometimes, unfortunately, it is suffering or threat that awakens us. It could happen that one evening you're busy with many things, netted into your role, and the phone rings. Someone you love is suddenly in the grip of an illness that could end life within hours. It only takes a few seconds to receive that news. Yet when you put the phone down, you're already standing in a different world. All you know has just been rendered unsure and dangerous. You realize the ground has turned into quicksand. Now it seems to you that even mountains are suspended on strings. If you could imagine the most incredible story ever, it would be less incredible than the story of being here. And the ironic thing is that the story is not a story, it is true. It takes us so long to see where we are. It takes us even longer to see who we are. This is why the greatest gift you could ever dream is a gift that you can only receive from one person, and that person is yourself. Therefore, the most subversive invitation you could ever accept is the invitation to awaken to who you are and where you have landed. Plato said in the Symposium that one of the greatest privileges of a human life is to become a midwife to the birth of the soul in another. When your soul awakens, you begin to truly inherit your life. You leave the kingdom of fake surfaces, repetitive talk, and weary roles, and slip deeper into the true adventure of who you are and who you're called to become. The greatest friend of the soul is the unknown. Yet we are afraid of the unknown because it lies outside our vision and our control. We avoid it or quell it by filtering through our protective barriers of domestication and control. The normal way never leads home. Once you start to awaken, no one can ever claim you again for the old patterns. Now you realize how precious your time here is. You are no longer willing to squander your essence on undertakings that do not nourish your true self. Your patience grows thin with tired talk and dead language. You see through the rosters of expectation which promise you safety and the confirmation of your outer integrity. Now you are impatient for growth, willing to put yourself in the way of change. You want your work to become an expression of your gift. You want your relationship to voyage beyond the pallid frontiers of where the danger of transformation dwells. You want your God to be wild and to call you where your destiny awaits. You've come out of Plato's cave of images into the sunlight and the mystery of color and imagination. When you begin to sense that your imagination is the place where you are most divine, you feel called to clean out of your mind all the worn and shabby furniture of thought. You wish to refurbish yourself with living thought so that you can begin to see. As Meisner Eckhart says, thoughts are our inner senses. When the inner senses are dull and blurred, you can see nothing or of yourself. You become a receptacle prisoner of received images. Now you realize that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and you undertake the difficult but beautiful path to freedom. On this journey, you begin to see how the sides of your heart that seemed awkward, contradictory, and uneven are the places where the treasure lies hidden. You begin to become true to yourself. And as Shakespeare said in Hamlet, to thine own self be true, then as surely as night follows day, thou canst no man be false. The journey shows you from this inner dedication you can reconstruct your own values and action. You develop from your own self-compassion a great compassion for others. You are no longer caught in the false game of judgment, comparison, and assumption. More naked now than ever, you begin to feel truly alive. You begin to trust the music of your own soul, and you have inherited treasure that no one will ever be able to take from you. At the deepest level, this adventure of growth is in fact a transfigurative conversation with your own death. And when the time comes for you to leave, the view from your deathbed will show a life of growth that gladdens the heart and takes away all fear.